Welcome to
Say it.
Hell. Just kidding. Welcome to
It's Heaven.
Very fine friends.
Purgatory episode.
Bonus improv.
I like the way you do that.
Bonus.
He's always talking about some kind of bonus content.
Bonus content. I'm talking about you don't talk about bonus content.
Rare.
Okay. All right. We're gonna do some bonus content.
Joe, cue us up with a suggestion, Joe.
Joe, you have to cue us a suggestion.
It's your job, Joe.
You gotta do your job.
Okay. Your suggestion is counterfeit.
I always am amused by the fact that people still try to counterfeit money.
I get it.
I mean, I get it, but it's like...
They're going to catch you.
Yeah, you're not getting away with that. You're not smart
enough. But like, I get the impulse to like be financially free.
Yeah.
Also, if you're putting all this effort into counterfeiting... There's got to be some sort of project manager job that would be good for you. When I was a kid, one of my dad's friends was doing that.
Was counterfeiting?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Project managing.
Wrap it. Yeah, they were like just photocopying money. Like, and I found this out because like they were babysitting me and I heard them talking to someone else, and she was like, look, she's like, it looks like real money. And even as a kid, I was like, never going to see her again.
And you didn't?
I don't remember. I mean, probably after a while, no.
Like, here's a fuzzy navel, kid.
Yeah. I bought it with my fake money.
Yeah.
But they were doing like hundreds. And it's like, you can't, like you're so dumb. You can't start with hundreds.
I know. You got to start with like, ones,
right?
Because no one's
was getting a pen out for a dollar bill,
right? They do all the extra security on the hundreds.
You have to start by printing an overdue bill that you haven't paid, then you work your way up to actual cash.
Yep.
Stay tuned for our next layer of bonus content. It's a little more instructive, shall we say? Counterfeiting pennies. What do you mean they don't take these anymore?
They're going to have to keep taking them.
Yeah.
They're just going to...
Oh, they'll take them. Do you pick up quarters or coins that you find?
Depends on the coin. Mm. I guess.
Just quarters for me.
I don't really find a lot of coins. I don't notice them if they're around.
You don't go rummaging in people's coin closets.
Your coin closets.
Coin closet.
Sounds like an euphemism for vagina.
Yeah. Yeah. One that could fit a coat.
Do you pick up coins?
No. I used to, but then I heard someone say that it's like, I don't use this term like negatively, but it's like very lack minded to like pick up coins off the ground.
Mm.
You know, it's like you're like desperate for a coin.
Yeah.
And then once I thought, it's like, here's the thing about me. Once I have a thought about something, it's like if I see the server pouring my water and he touches the carafe to my glass, I'm like, I don't want that now. Once I have the idea of it, I like make up my mind and I can't go back. You know?
Why can't the carafe touch your glass?
Because if they do that to me, they're doing it to other people, which means I'm drinking other people's lips.
I don't know. That's a hard thing to transfer.
No.
What if they're hot?
Well, they're not showing me pictures. Like, hold on. Is it okay? You if a picture. Would you like to, by the transitive property, kiss this gentleman? You know, it's like when, you know, it's just, you know.
Okay.
And now, improv. Sir? Sir? Sorry, you're not supposed to be back in this area. This area is for the servers only. Ooh, ooh. Mm. And you're definitely not supposed to be...
Mm. Can I touch this?
No. Yeah, no. So, no, no, what? I'm sorry, why are you...
Can I pee in this?
No, don't... Why would you... No.
What's wrong? Why are you interrupting me?
Why are you doing this? Why are you kissing everything back here?
Why not?
Because it's weird.
No, no, no. What? My father taught me this.
What?
He said when you go into a restaurant and you really like it, you got to go in the back and claim it. He said. He said it's your territory. He said, kiss it, touch it, piss on it. He said, love it. Ooh, is this your soda gun?
Yeah, it's yes, it's my soda.
Look how far I could put it in my mouth.
No, no. No.
Which one's soda water? I hate that one.
It doesn't matter now. I can't use that again. It'll never be clean again.
Where's your butter?
Oh, I'm not telling you that now. Now that I know what you're going to do with it.
You don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, what are you going to do? What? All right, fine. Here's the butter. I knew it. Ugh.
I'm going to take it from my hand and put it right on bread. And then let's bring it to someone.
Are you going to tell them that you did this? Or is it like your little secret?
Okay, you see all this butter on my hand?
Yeah.
Walk out to, let's go to one of your tables.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Hi.
Yeah?
Do you see this butter on my hand?
Yes, it's quite a lot of butter.
Lick it off.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, only if you think I'm hot.
There
you go. That good?
Okay.
Oh, that tickles. That's enough. Thank you, sir. You've proved a point.
What? Where are you going, hot stuff?
I'll be back.
Nope, I've marked you.
You can't keep... I see what you did.
I licked your hand, and now you're mine. I've marked you.
Excuse me, server. What's your policy on straddling guests?
It's typically frowned upon.
But not against the rules. I'm going to get on.
It's never happened. Ooh.
Oh. Ooh, I fit.
Ooh. Oh, that's why I marked you.
If I fits, I sits. That's a saying cats say.
Oh, wait, say it again.
If I fits, I sits.
Hmm.
Oh. You know how cats go in boxes?
I know that about cats.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting a little butter in your hair, but you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Yeah.
I don't mind at all.
Oh, this is nice. Want me to feed you?
I thought you'd never ask.
Okay, I'm going to just say it. This is the weirdest shift I've ever had. What? Oh, you're feeding him soup with your hands.
Yeah, I can make a bowl with my hands.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to slurp that up.
Slurp it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ooh, it tastes extra good from just the extra butter on here.
Just like when you feed a cat.
Yes. That's right. I am a cat in this scenario.
Could you leave, ma'am?
No, I can't leave. I can't. I'm sorry. I feel like I need to step in and do something about this. This can't be sanitary. You've got to be breaking a lot of health code violations.
Oh, no, no. My father taught me... you just go to the health department and you just smack everyone around.
That can't be the only salute. No,
no,
that can't work.
I looked up this restaurant and I saw who your food inspector was. And I went over there and I just went to town left, right, beat him bloody. And at the end of it, they were like, that was hot. You should see what I did over there. I made quite a mess.
But you didn't block that food inspector more than me, right?
Oh my God, no. Well, we have a special.
Okay,
good. You want a shrimp?
I sure do. Feed it to me with your toes.
Here it is. Hold on.
Shrimp toes.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Went tail first.
I did. Can you get it off? Don't joke.
It's a little party trick I do. Look.
Oh, wow.
It's like tying a cherry stem with your teeth. I could detail a shrimp with
that's so
just
hot.
My mouth.
My God, that's hot. When's your wife going to stop staring at us?
End scene.